The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Let me give you my usual little brought to you by a commercial announcement, which is if you're going to call me, don't wait to the last 3 minutes of the program, because then I don't have much time with you. I can give you a homework assignment, but you'd probably rather just get everything all wrapped up in one neat little package, which means calling now as opposed to 45 minutes from now, okay? 855-993-7569. The news today is kind of not reassuring. I have to say, the story that, I mean, I'll tell you the bad news first, and then we'll get that over with, all right? And I'm not sure it's bad news. I guess it depends on how you feel about it. Congress has been giving free health care for active duty military. They're now talking about charging something, and it's not very much. But, you know, it seems to me if somebody's on active duty in the military that we should probably pay their health care.
It's probably they're a good talking, idea for them to be healthy, right?
Yeah. Well, and sort of understanding that they're giving up some time of their life where they could be doing other things. It's really interesting that Congress never takes away any of their own perks. I mean, if Congress said, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to start paying our own health care costs, and therefore what we're going to do is across the board, it's not going to be very much. They're talking about $600 a year for a family, which is not very much, $50 a month. So it's not a huge amount of money. But still, if Congress said, we're willing to pay for our own health care, Then I could see them saying, and because we really want it to be fair, and it's a way of spreading benefits to people who can't afford it, and if you make below a certain income, we'll continue to pay, but whatever. But they're not doing that. I mean, has Congress ever said, let's take a reduction in benefits or salaries? I don't think so. So I don't think I'm in favor of that, even though it's not very much money. For a family of four, $50 a month, we should all be so lucky. But it still seems to me that if you're in the military, that there should be some benefits to being in the military. This is a story of what's the point about being dumb unless you can show it, and I'm not sure who's dumber. Well, actually, I am. The story is an 11-year-old was injured after a bus driver asked him to move a down power line from the road. What? I mean, that just seems... And it's hard to blame the 11-year-old. I mean, 11-year-olds are not supposed to know about down power lines, but adults are. All right. And although this is perhaps indicative of the problem, the next story is U.S. high school seniors slip in math and show no improvement in reading. I know. Another sort of depressing story. Egypt jails 11 men accused of homosexuality. Oh, good. Let's return to the Spanish Inquisition will be next. San Francisco now has the highest per capita property crime rate in the U.S. Not sure exactly why that is the case, but all right. So one piece of good news and one piece of weird news. Man wrongly convicted of rape freed after 25 years. Thank you, DNA. And I'm not sure why it took 25 years, but again, this fits into a story that we're doing not this Friday, but a week from Friday, about junk science and the idea that you need to look at the larger picture when people talk about and the inexpensive tests for DNA are relatively recent. So 25 years ago. And we know that eyewitness reports are notoriously inaccurate. I've told the story before of being mugged at one point. Well, I've actually been mugged at several points. And it was under a street light, so it was clear. I'm a relatively good respondent. I can tell you to this day exactly what both the guys were wearing, including their T-shirts and their sneaks and how tall they were. And the police were there within 45 minutes after, maybe even less than that, after it happened. And they took me down to police headquarters and showed me mug shots. And I picked out three versions of each of the two perps. And they said, which is it? And the three pictures of each that I picked out could have been twins or triplets. I mean, they looked exactly the same. They said, no, you have to identify one. And what I realized at that moment is eyewitnesses are worth squat. Because it was traumatic enough to remember. As I said, I can tell you to this day what they were wearing. It happened relatively recently. It happened in a well-lit place. And if you said to me, I will give you $1 million if you can choose accurately and certainly which of the three of each of them was the perp, I couldn't have done it. So beware of eyewitness reports. And basically, the prison system knows that. Okay, here's a story that had some resonance with me more recently. North Carolina lawmaker, all right, is quoted as saying, we must fight to keep our state straight. Now, North Carolina, in case you've been living under a rock or just coming in from Mars, voted against transgender bathrooms. They said you have to go to the bathroom. It doesn't make any difference if how you're dressed or surgery, whatever your birth certificate says you are, that you have to go to those bathrooms. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't carry my birth certificate around. The reason this has some resonance to me is I went to the theater last night, which I'll review for you in the next segment or segments. I suppose probably the next segment. And there was a huge long line for the ladies' room. And I had come in late. I had another appointment beforehand, so I was at the theater, you know, within about 5 or 6 minutes before showtime. But the line was just, it wasn't going to happen. So some woman said, come with me, we're going to liberate the men's room. Now, I have been known to do this in the past, but usually when there's nobody around, so with three other women, I charged into the men's room and said, why don't we just tell them we're transgender? So that we're from North Carolina. So it's become part of the vernacular. It turns out that some of the women were averting their eyes. There were actually three stalls and many urinals. And I thought, you know, if women could learn to use urinals, our lives would be much easier. And so coming back, then there was an intermission. And intermission, I know, because this ain't my first barbecue, to sprint the ladies' room. So for intermission, there's never a problem. But several women came back down and said, guess what? We liberated the men's room. I said, been there, done that. So, but the joke is, well, we're from North Carolina. North Carolina's got a problem about this. This isn't going to go away. First of all, the idea that somehow transgenders, that they're going to be perpetrators of anything, I mean, the whole thing is just really alarming and upsetting. But and the solution is to have stalls rather than urinals, and to have, which a huge number of places, especially newer places, have as individual just bathrooms, and they're male, female, and you can nurse in them and do whatever you need to do in them. But so have you had anybody liberate a men's room when you were there, Manny?
No. I've never had that experience, no.
Well, be prepared.
Yeah.
It will very likely happen. I mean, look, all things being equal, I mean, part of it is being a woman in a man's industry of broadcasting. And for a large part of my part of my career, I worked on the overnights. And the only time that you had to go to the bathroom was on the breaks. And because broadcasting was really a male bastion for most of broadcasting history, and to a certain extent still is, that the men's room were very close to the broadcast studios, and the women's rooms weren't. So I've been known in the middle of the night to liberate a men's room. But that's different, because there's very seldom anybody there in the middle of the night except me. This one, there were actually people around, and I'm pretty sensitive to that. I sort of figure it's their bathroom, and it's okay to go if there's nobody in there. But somebody's in there, that basically it's theirs. It's their right away. Their right to tinkle. The group that I was with did not feel that way. What they felt is, the curtain's about to go up. We need to tinkle. We're going in. There's nothing here we haven't seen before. So, but I'm just a little more sensitive to guys' sense that this is our bathroom, and if you're going to liberate it, that at least it should make us uncomfortable. What can I tell you? So I apologize to all three of the guys. 855, mate, could have been transgender. What do I know? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm
okay, Judy. Okay, got it. Okay, got it, got it, got it. All right, I have three experiences to review for you today. Not my favorite week of theater, but there's I'll tell you about one which it only, you know, I tell you about it because it happens every year, and so you can watch out for it. And it really is worth watching out for. There are only two of them, and they've already come and gone. But as I said, they come every year, which is the Easter bonnet competition. And I know you're saying, well, Easter was a month ago, and I got it. But the competition was this week, and it's Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And every year, for 30 years, they've done this and made a huge, big deal about it and raised, like, I think they've raised something like $65 million or something over 30 years. And I think the first year they raised something like, I don't know, $18,000. So it's a very effective, yeah, they've raised $63,335,697 since 1987. So pretty impressive record. And what they do, the reason to buy a ticket to this is not only to support a very worthwhile cause, it supports a lot of people, but because you get to see Broadway stars doing something other than what you're used to seeing. This had the cast from School of Rock, from Chicago, from Hamilton. And I got to tell you, Mark Manuel Miranda is terrific. I mean, he showed up last year when he was the toast of Off-Broadway. He showed up this year when he's the toast of Broadway. And I mean, he's a big deal, and he shows up. And so that really impresses me. They did, the entire cast did a remix of Sweeney Todd. I'm not sure why, to be quite honest, but it was fun watching them. They have people from Kinky Boots, from Disaster, National Tours. The thing that brought the house down, and my favorite, was the kids from Fun Home they changed some of the lyrics to say, we want Lin-Manuel Miranda to write something for us. And then they thought, why should we go to him? We can do what he did, which is to make up our own show. And they were adorable. And the show closed with the most terrific Avenue Q, which I've always loved Avenue Q. It won Tony's, it's still playing off Broadway. It's funny. My favorite comment from them is the internet is for porn. So it's not a show for kids. And I remember I've seen it a couple of times and watched people from the Midwest who think it's a puppet show walk out because it is. It's a little edgy, but much fun. And what they did was a memoriam section, like, you know, they did with the Oscars. But what they were saying goodbye to was Epinama Mama and Jon Stewart show, and the very thing that they have at the very end, and each of these have a bonnet attached to them that comes out at the end that somehow exemplifies who they are as a group or what the song is. They have Goodbye to the Republican Party, that Donald Trump is breaking it up. So looks like it's going to be Donald and Hillary in November. We'll see. All right, so the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Every year in the spring, it's always on a Monday because most theaters dark on Monday, although not all. But watch out for it. There are also touring companies that come through. It's a very worthwhile organization, and it's great fun. It's hugely talented because you get to see all these Broadway stars goofing around, and they're obviously having a great time at it, and so will you. All right, two plays. And, again, one of the decisions that I made, which you guys have challenged me on, is if I don't like a movie, everybody's already made their money on it, so I don't mind telling you, stay away from this movie. It's really not very good, as I did, for example, with The Huntsman. However, with theater, there are two reasons that make me a little more leery about it. Number one, if they haven't made their money. And so if I can keep something going, I'm very willing to do that, and have done that with a couple of marginal plays that I thought were terrific, which were not reaching an audience. And so it's my pleasure to do that. So on the converse, though, they haven't made their money, and trying to convince people to stay away from it doesn't seem a very nice thing to do. Second of all, because I'm heard in New York, that it means that an actor can wake up and hear me bad-mouthing them or their project, and that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. And I said that once on the air, at which point several listeners called and said, Brown, if you're going to be a critic, you have to tell us stuff to stay away from. So I take that with a grain of salt. So I saw 59E59 is one of my favorite places because it has very experimental stuff, and I've loved some of the stuff there. It turns out, for me, I either love or hate stuff that they have there. There's very little that's in the middle, and a lot of the stuff I love, this one I hated. It's called Toast, and it's from the British Invasion, And first of all, the accents are nearly impenetrable. But, you know, I've watched other things. I saw Sing Street, which is adorable, but very thick accents. This one just seemed to me kind of pointless. And I'll tell you my real criticism with it. They smoked herbal cigarettes. And they didn't smoke one or two. They smoked solid through it. And I had such a headache from it. It took me a day to get the smoke out of my head. And I get that at least it's not tobacco, and at least the authors aren't doing it, but it was a tedious situation for both those reasons. So other people have liked it. I'm not even going to tell you what it was about. A whole bunch of bakers, and that a usual day doesn't turn out to be what they think it's going to be because of a strange messenger. I'm not going to tell you anything more than that, but not my cup of tea, to be punful. All right. I saw Waitress last night, and the reason to see Waitress is the cast. It's an incredibly talented cast, led by Jesse Mueller, who won everything for Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and I thought she was wonderful in that. However, I think she's miscast in this, to be quite honest. You may remember the movie, which I did, with Keri Russell playing a waitress who makes pies and puts her heart and soul into them and has a difficult husband and gets a crush on her OBGYN. The problem about this, for me, as a musical, you've got three couples, all of whom are in adulterous relationships. You've got a stalker. You've got an abusive marriage. You've got a basically domestic violence. And I'm trying to think, and you have a woman who doesn't want her child. It's all... And if you're going to do stuff like that, it seems to me you need to have a very light touch, and this one didn't. I thought Jesse got to do that, her wonderful voice, only for basically 1.5 songs in the second act. And people have loved this. I didn't. The best thing about it is, the two best things about it, as far as I'm concerned, are that they don't pass it out. You can buy for $10. A slice of apple pie. So the entire theater sounds like warm apple pie. Smells like warm apple pie. So that's great. But that's a special effect rather than what's on the stage. And the guy who plays the stalker, who is kind of a sweet stalker, but a stalker nonetheless, he does a song called If I Love You, It Means That I Never, I'll Be There Forever. Is played by Christopher Fitzgerald, and I thought he was adorable. The rest of it, not my cup of tea either. So you're on your own for this week. But if Broadway Cares Equity Fight Dates come to your town, go and support them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty, well, let's hear what program director request we got at this moment.
All right. This question from Jerry. Jerry says, Dr. Joy, how do you recognize and deal with typical sadness versus depression, which may require going to see a healthcare professional? How has present cultural forces shaped our understanding about depression and sadness? And how has concept of sadness and depression changed in U.S. culture over tens of generations? How is the concept of sadness and depression defined and dealt with differently by other cultures?
Fair enough. All right, let's take this one at a time. So I'm probably going to need you to go back to refer to that. So, okay. All right. First, I actually did a media tour where they sent me around the country about 10 years ago talking about the difference between depression and sadness. So it's a really important topic. Let me give you a thumbnail sketch, and then I'll sort of be a bit more graphic for you. In general, the difference between sadness and depression. With sadness, you can look at a problem and say, I lost my job, I put on weight, my boyfriend is cheating on me, my parents are getting older, or well, that's probably not a very good one, because your parents aren't going to get any younger. I just lost my parents. So those are all sadness, and you can point to a trigger for the emotions. In theory, depression is an anger turned inward. So it's not that out there is terrible. It's that nothing I do ever works. The world would be a better place without me. Everybody else is happy and I'm not. So it's that sense of everybody else has something that I don't have. My life is not good. And so it's more self-centered in some ways. And I don't mean that I'm piling on an additional insult. It's just there's nothing you can look at externally and say, this is what the problem is. And so one of the differentials is that everybody, I would argue, sooner or later feels a little bit of a tinge of depression. I think it's pretty hard to be, and for some of the reasons that you're pointing out later on in the question, that sooner or later everybody feels like things aren't going my way, the universe is conspiring against me, Mercury's gone retrograde. But the question is, how often does that happen, how long does it last, and how intense is it? So, and one of the criteria for depression versus sadness is if something has gone on for more than a couple of weeks. Because we can all go through times where things just don't seem to be going our way. And no matter what we do, it just doesn't work very well. The seven symptoms of depression, see, I can usually get six out of the seven, so we'll give it a shot, is either it's quite often a sleep disorder. Either you're sleeping more or not at all. Or quite often, you're asleep when other people are awake, or awake when other people are asleep. The 4 o'clock in the morning, where are my blues? All right, so that's one of the hallmarks of depression. A certain lethargy that you just can't quite make yourself do things. Quite often, a disturbance in your eating patterns, that you're either eating a whole lot more or nothing at all. Quite often, usually a decrease, occasionally an increase in sexuality. In other words, things just aren't like they usually are, that there's no... The things that usually make you happy don't, that you're seeing life through a side of a green or kind of a gritty curtain that where nothing's quite in focus, that you feel a great, you feel a sadness. And one of the issues is quite often suicidal, but not exclusively, suicidal ideation. So the idea is that you have three or more of those characteristics for 3 weeks or more. So you can see why. I mean, if I go through that list, you probably have gone through a period of time where you lost your appetite, or you seemed to eat everything that, you know, there was no such thing as a carb you didn't love. That that you went through a period of sleeplessness. So those kinds of things can happen to everybody. The question is duration and how many, quantity and quality. How deep it seems to be, how long it goes on, and how many of the characteristics seem to be clustered around it. If you're feeling suicidal ideation, and suicidal ideation is not, gee, the world would be a better place if I were gone, but it's a specific plan for what you, how you would end your pain. And if you get to that point, you really do need some help. Do not mess around with it, because it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So you really don't want to make decisions. You can't decide whether to get out of bed in the morning or eat Cheerios or Raisin Bran. You don't want to make decisions about life and death, because you can't trust your judgment at that moment. So you need to get yourself out of harm's way. Okay, so that's the differentiation of sadness, quite often an external trigger, versus depression. Also duration, how many of the symptoms you feel. So you can see that there's kind of a gray area between the two. Now, one of the questions somebody's going to ask me, and you're absolutely right, is can an external issue trigger a depression? And the answer is yes. But again, what the criteria is duration, quantity, and quality. So we know, for example, about postpartum depression, which is a hormonal imbalance that is an external stimulant. Well, it's not external, but it's not strictly neurological. It's biochemical and hormonal, which can make a woman very depressed after the birth of a child. Now, what we know, interestingly enough, is that women who are most prone to postpartum depression are most prone to depression. They've had depressive episodes before that. So that it's something that you have a propensity to. People have propensities to headaches or to back problems or to depression. So that there is a it doesn't mean that you're doomed to that, but it means there's a propensity there. So if you've been depressed in the past, when these events happen, when traumatic events happen, including the birth of a child, which in theory is traumatic, but also most people view as positive, you're going to be more susceptible. Okay, so that was number one, the differentiation. The theories between, and this gets a little bit to some of the questions. I think we may have to do this for another segment because it's a big topic. Historically, there has been a war between psychology and psychiatry about how you treat specifically depression. And psychologists have said, oh, it has to do with childhood trauma, and you have to talk through it and revisit it. And so hypnosis can sometimes work, but you basically need to revisit the trauma and deal with it and learn better ways of coping with it. Psychiatry has said, that's ridiculous. You can't talk about something like this. You need to just... You need to take some medication, and so you'll feel better. What we now know after a fight that's been going on for the better part of a century is the two combined with exercise, and I'll get to why exercise works in just a minute, work much better than any of the two separately. So we know that being able to smooth things out so that you can attend to what's going on and look at your options works much better than either trying to do therapy without smoothing things out or just smoothing things out without dealing with underlying cause. The reason I think exercise works is that we are animals as well. We are living organisms. And moving around, most of us in our lives, you could say, well, do farmers, are they more or less prone to depression than computer geeks? And I would argue probably less just because they're moving more, which isn't... It's not really quite as simple as that. As I said, when you look at a specific problem, answers become very clear. When you look at the global issue, it's not quite so clear. But the idea is that being sedentary, especially as part of depression, because that's one of the lethargy as part of depression. So just moving, making yourself feel like you are more in charge of your own destiny, stopping the isolation really does help. So those three together. All right. So that was. The definition. What was number two question, Manny?
How has present cultural forces shaped our understanding about depression and sadness?
Okay. Two answers to that. Again, there's always been this question about any mental illness, any mental pathology. Is it nature or nurture? And the more we find out about our genetics, the more we understand it's obviously a combination of both. If you grew up with a depressed parent, then you learn about depression. You learn that that's how to deal with things. That's learning how to tune out. But it also means there may be a genetic component. So we're learning more and more. It's not either or. It's the question is that how do we deal with it? Not necessarily what's the cause, although that can be part of it, but how do we deal with it? I can remember being at a conference 20 years ago, I swear to you, and someone saying, well, our mothers weren't depressed. You know, this is all modern. And I said, how do we know? Nobody asked them. It was not something you talked about. And so how do we know that they didn't have the options, but that doesn't necessarily mean they were any happier, which is another topic, right? So I'll finish up a little bit more on this. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from
the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or the 855-993-7569. Okay, so we were talking about the difference between sadness and depression and societal views of it. And one of the things that drives me a little nuts sometimes, and whenever there's a play or a movie that suggests what was it? Was the letter? Was that the one that suggested that the cure for Alzheimer's was love? Things like that drive me wild. And Hollywood, to a certain extent, has really distorted and blurred the line between depression and sadness. Saying to somebody who's depressed, well, just, you know, knock it off or you have all this to live for, is ridiculous. It's like saying to somebody who has a broken ankle, why aren't you training for a marathon? Makes no sense. It's just a misunderstanding of what depression is. Has Hollywood contributed to that misunderstanding? To a very large extent. And the idea that somehow all you have to do is love somebody enough and they will recover from Alzheimer's or depression is ridiculous. It's a true misunderstanding. And so the the popular culture does exactly that. It tries. It was very interesting. I was talking with a friend this morning. He was talking about doing a podcast, and he was talking about, say, hopefully he won't kill me for talking about this. He was talking about trends in the insurance industry, and I said, people aren't going to care about that. If you say to somebody, hey, look, if you're smoking pot and you're working out a lot, I may have good news for you. Because at that moment, even if somebody is not either smoking pot or working out a lot, you've gotten their interest. They want to hear what you have to say about it. So pop culture, by definition, is trying to get and keep your interest. Now, what I was talking with him about is making sure that he was accurate about what he was saying, but that's because I have an issue of credibility here. Not everyone does. I mean, he does, so I'm not giving him a hard time. But if you take that notion of trying to get people's attention and hold on to attention, people can play fast and loose with reality, with facts. If they don't fit, if they're not interesting enough, that people, and we've seen this in the political process, we've seen it in the media, we've seen it every place. We've seen it in Mitsubishi. Did you see that story yesterday? They admit that they've lied for 25 years about the gas efficiency, the mileage. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Japanese do not take this lightly. I mean, I don't think heads are going to roll, but I think somebody's going to get fired over this. A century ago, heads might have rolled. But Japanese don't take lying very, you know, very sitting down. And, you know, come on, there's ethics here. Or at least used to be the issue. All righty, so so we've talked about the media. We've talked about the difference between depression and sadness. What was the next question? Different societies.
Yeah, sort of, you know, how is the concept of sadness and depression changed in U.S. culture over tens of generations?
Well, again, it's a relatively, when I say relatively, probably 50 years ago, probably following World War II, which is, what, getting to be 70 years ago now. But it's not that people didn't know that people were depressed, but the whole notion was, well, you know, just sort of, go take a walk, or but we love you, or telling people that they have everything to live for. So it was sort of a gut reaction to something. It was a system of denial to a very large extent. If we don't, because it was not clear how to deal with it. We now have relatively, when I say relatively, effective drugs. None are without side effects, but. For example, 100 years ago, this was a startling statistic to me. 100 years ago, it was not uncommon it was commonplace for every family to have lost at least one child. I mean, think about that. We view that today as a major tragedy, as well we should. And it wasn't that people were less loving of their children, it's just that because of polio, because of influenza, because of pneumonia, because of infant mortality, sudden infant death syndrome, all sorts of things, that children did not survive their first year very effectively, and especially the first 5 years. So it was a very common phenomenon. Now, it's not common. Babies that are born at a pound survive. I was considered, when I was born 3,000 years ago, I was 6 weeks, I was almost 2 months premature, and I weighed under 4 pounds. And I was considered a miracle baby because I survived. 4 pounds now is still considered premature, but, you know, they're saving babies that are a pound. Do you know, a pound. Think about it. A human organism that weighs a pound. I mean, it's extraordinary. There are other issues which we're not going to take on here, but the notion of how the brain works, what emotions are, how we interact with our environment, the place of neurochemicals, the place of hormones. Somebody once described a hormone to me, the way of thinking about hormones is if you took an Olympic pool and you had an eyedropper that had one drop of ink in it, that hormones are significant enough that if you took an eyedropper with one drop of ink in it and dropped in the pool, it would change the entire color of the pool. You're talking about serious stuff here. So it's the combination of science, information, all sorts of things have changed our recognition, our acceptance. There were people who lost presidential elections. Muskie was one for saying that he'd been hospitalized for depression. I don't know that that wouldn't have the same outcome, but I think we want our presidential, our leaders to be nearly robotic, which is not a very good idea. But so we have changed as a society. Do other societies view depression and mental health the same way? They do not. We are a society that is dedicated to medication. We are one of the few countries that allows drug companies to advertise directly to consumers. Well, I've said before that my program in Canada is almost always delayed because they have to, if there are any commercials about any medications, they take them out because Canada does not allow drug companies to advertise directly to consumers. Should drug companies be able to advertise to consumers? I would argue that Canada is more right than we are, because what happens is you create an atmosphere, you create a market for somebody going to their doctor and asking for a medication, and unfortunately doctors are busy and they try and be compliant. So rather than say there's some side effects here, you really don't need it, they'll write the script for it. And one of the issues, as we talked about earlier in the program, about stem cell research in this country, is drug companies are in the business to keep people using drugs, not to cure them, but to maintain them on drugs. Stem cells cure, as much as we can tell. So, and there are other mental illnesses, physical illnesses, that probably can be cured, and there's a vested interest in this country to not cure them, which is an issue. All right? So I'm not sure I covered everything on that, but if I didn't, you can call up and ask me what I didn't cover that you need to know. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.